Time for this week's message in the bottle on Downtown, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead Restaurants. Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese joining us on the G&M Family Market phone line. Hello there, Eric.
Hello, Rich. How are you?
Well, I'm great, and I understand you not venturing out in this, but not the same as it is seeing your smiling face here in studio.
It's my smiling face that you're missing, I'm sure.
And
it's not the lovely bottle of wine that you're. I'm very sorry that I'm not out there. I'm running the greater risk of pulling one of those BBC anchor things here. I've got both of my children running around with my lovely wife tailing after them, trying to make them not scream and remind them that Daddy's on the radio just for a couple minutes. And then I suppose that means the screaming will recommence. But anyway.
We call that ambiance here.
It's true. Between that and my cat meowing for no particular reason, though, I think it's going to be really magnificent. Speaking of ambiance, I want you to know that I'm calling you from the least aromatic room in the house. This is the cat room, but it's also possibly the most private room I can find. I'm adding a wing just in case I need to call you again.
You're probably not the only guy who's called us from a cat house.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I figured with the snow piling up and the fact that I have decided to purchase a truck, not this week, but next week, because that's how I roll, literally. that's when we get the snow now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Of course. I do want to mention too, and you guys are closing up at 5:30. Did I see that?
That's what we posted now. Good. I always kind of leave it up to the folks because I know my staff has some four-wheel drive, whereas I do not. And so I basically kind of say, when you think you can make it home, make it home because I don't want you stuck. I've had one employee stuck once, and I gave him a good meal. He made his way up the hill to my house, and we fed him, and then I made him help me shovel out the next morning. So it actually turned out well, but, that's what you got to do for your staff.
Well, yeah, although, look, you're being stuck at Bangor Wine and Cheese, there are worse places to be stuck.
That has also been noted by many people. But to the best of my knowledge, I've never actually come in and found someone who actually pulled an all-nighter there. So 5:30 is when we'll be closing. And also, we do have our tasting schedule for this week. I think that'll be on. It's on Thursday, so I'm sure we'll be all plowed out.
Oh, yeah.
Then,
we'll be fine.
We're wondering.
All right.
Well, today we're kind of in the middle of our talking about how wine gets to you and how it's packaged. And last year we kind of spent an entire month on how wines are closed up. So I figured we're just going to touch on that today before we moved on to some of the other more interesting packaging that wine's coming in. We'll talk a little bit about what I called last year, put a cork in it. So we'll talk about cork, we'll talk about screw caps and things like that. And we'll condense it all into a beautiful 5 minutes, which will culminate in sadly just me trying the wine of the day and telling you all about it.
That's okay.
Carrie informed me that you guys were hoping I'd pull off some sort of Christian miracle for you and your water. I'm not that good. I have the beard and everything, but that's about where it ends.
It's good to know your limitations.
I firmly believe in one knowing thy limitations. So cork. Cork. We'll start with cork. Cork is a very interesting substance. It's a cork of a tree. It primarily comes from Portugal, and that is where about 50% of all cork is harvested. Cork is an interesting thing. It's made of suberin. Suberin is what we call a hydrophobic substance, and if that were in a person, they'd be afraid of water. But when it is actually a chemical property, it means that it repels water. So it's actually very, very good for stoppering up liquids. And it's found in what we call the cork oak. And it's actually quite environmentally friendly. It's harvested every 9 years from a tree, and the tree doesn't even start getting harvested until it reaches 25 years of age. That's when it's viewed as sort of a legitimate profit-producing tree, as it were. And they typically live for about 300 years. It's basically an environmentally friendly industry, which I suppose makes people wonder, maybe, well, why wouldn't you want to use cork? And the big problem with cork, of course, is that 5 to 10% of it contains something called trichloroanisole, or TCA, and more commonly known as corkage. When this chemical touches wine, it makes it smell just awful. And so when, for instance, in a restaurant, they take out the cork and present it to you, it's not so much that you can see or smell the cork or anything to smell cork. You're trying to smell something that my wife describes as a bilge of a boat. I describe it as a library that's kind of been submerged and then unsubmerged for about 9 days. It's just awful, very rank. And if you smell that, don't drink the wine. It's not going to hurt you or anything like that, but it will make it not taste good and certainly not smell good. And your local quality wine merchant, such as Bangor Wine and Cheese, is always happy to take back a bottle of that. So don't drink it. Topper it back up, bring it back in, and we'd replace it, of course. But that's one primary reason why people want to use cork, and the other is the cost. It's quite expensive. So, obviously, the next thing on the market that we see, and we've seen for years, the most popular thing is the screw cap. The wine we're drinking tonight uses screw cap. There's a lot of really quality wines that use screw cap. Obviously, the possibility of a trichloroanisole infection is very limited. It's possible. Sometimes there's TCA infections that are in factories and warehouses and things, but essentially, basically, the threat is not there. And wine can still age even with a screw cap. There is still oxygen trapped in the eulage, that space between the liquid and the top of the bottle and then the wine itself. So you can age wine. And it's, as I said, it's much less expensive. So that's why people would use screw cap. So if you see a screw cap, don't shy away from it. People are fairly accommodating now. But, of course, when I started in the business, people really just hated them. If you don't have a corkscrew, it's quite handy, eh? Mm. two more things just to quickly touch on before we run out of time. There's the glass toppers, the Stelvins that you'll see on a lot of Austrian wines and German wines and Northern Italian wine. I usually call it the axis of the Stelvin for all of you history buffs. It's a very interesting technology that hasn't caught on a lot because, frankly, it's quite expensive and there's not a lot of bottling machines that use this. But if you ever peel off the top of the capsule of a wine, and you see this glass topper. It's fully reusable. You can put it back in, and it'll seal that bottle beautifully. But you don't see a lot of those, but they're really, really cool looking. And then the last thing, of course, is synthetic corks and Zorks. For those of you who buy our Tavolo specialty oils, the toppers we use to stop up things are called Zorks. That's actually an exclusive product of an Australian company. That is a reusable synthetic cork, but it also has something that seals it automatically. But synthetic corks, of course, are good for people who really want the aesthetic of a cork but don't want that threat of a trichloroanisole infection. They're reusable, but sometimes they're awfully hard to reuse. They kind of pop open, and they're not great. But it's one of those things you do see. And it sounds like I'm being played off by Mr. Carey.
Yes.
That's cool. I want to remind people it's impossible. You know, I love being there in studio because he's very good about giving me cues, and I do tend to ramble. our tasting this Thursday from 5 to 7 at Bangor Wine and Cheese. Theoretically, if all the trucks can make it, we will be featuring some very cool boxed and canned wines worthy of your consideration. So come on out for that. And if the trucks don't make it, we're going to feature best of the shelf. So either way, 5 to 7 on Thursday. Next week, we'll talk boxed wines, and good chatting with you.
You better believe it. Stay safe, and get out of that cat room as soon as you can. We'll see you next week.
I cannot wait. Drive safe.
All right. Bye, thanks, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese, with our message in the bottle.